Welcome to Mobile Estate Planning with your host, Michael Bailey. Over a decade ago, attorney Michael Bailey turned his attention to estate law after he recognized the unacceptable number of adults without proper end-of-life planning. Michael recognizes that many of his clients have difficulty finding the time for making a proper estate plan. That's why he became the Mobile Estate Planner. He will go to wherever you are to assist you with your estate planning, including writing wills, trusts, and giving you the information you need to avoid probate. Now, ATX, Ask the Experts, presents Mobile Estate Planning with your host, Michael Bailey. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died, all he left was alone. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey here on 560 KLZ, The Source. Also heard on 100.7 FM. And a couple other radio stations, a web address, and an app. But I'm not going to tell you about those because we'll tease those for later in the show. That way, you have to listen to know. Or if you listen to KLZ all the time and you already know, I'm just trying to, you know, sound like I'm more cool than I am, which I clearly am not, to be very, very clear. Not cool. You know, kind of like what I do, not necessarily cool, but important. Phone number to talk to us on the air is 303-477-5600. That's the number here in studio. And my direct line is 720-394-6887. So, just wanted to, we'll talk a little bit today about all sorts of stuff. I mean, you know, it is November 1st. So, I've got, all right, November 1st. I can't wear my Halloween ties anymore. You know, I have a tie that has friendly ghosts and bats and a black cat on it. And I have another tie that has pumpkins on it. And I have another tie that has bats and like a Dracula castle on it. And so, you know, I can wear those, you know, but if I wear them during November, for some reason, people get upset. It's like, you know, if I try to wear them in March, people are like, wait a minute, that's not a March tie. I'm like, I know, but still. So, you know, I can't talk. It's hard to talk about goblins and ghouls and, you know, all sorts of scary, frightening things anymore because it's no longer. So apparently we're supposed to be, you know, kind and loving and thankful for things since it's Thanksgiving coming up in a few weeks here. And so we'll see what we can figure out. So we go, all right. We'll see what we can talk about there. But thought I'd tell you, I came in, my producer was asking me today, well, what kind of things should we talk about for Thanksgiving, for in November and Thanksgiving? Because in October, I think we read an ad where there was a ghost in ghost court or, you know, ghost in probate court. And we were trying to figure out why in the world we should allow ghosts to, you know, testify about what they meant and what they wanted to do. Well, that doesn't work so well. So we've got it. Okay. And, I'm like, well, you know, and the ad was, we were in court and, you know, the attorney was trying to convince the judge that he didn't understand why his, client shouldn't be able to speak, you know, just cause he's dead. Well, that doesn't work so well. So, you know, we're talking about, all right, Thanksgiving, and we're supposed to be thankful and we're supposed to be all of these wonderful things. And all these extra, you know, things that are awesome. And, you know, and Thanksgiving, you know, you go down, you go and you'll eat a large meal with your kids. And you'll eat a large meal and, you know, you just hang out with your family. Now, sometimes hanging out with your family is fun. Sometimes hanging out with your family is awesome. Other times you wish that you could crawl into you could crawl into, you know, a hole and not have to deal with your family. I mean, okay, so maybe your family is, maybe you like your family more than me. You know, I love my family. I think I get along pretty well with my immediate family, very well. But sometimes extended family is a different thing. You know, this year, we will be going down to Arizona to visit my in-laws for Thanksgiving. So we're going to be down there. And I'm going to go. I go down and I'm, I'll probably end up, I'll be as nice as I can to my in-laws, and I'll be as nice as I can to, them. But there may be times when they want to do an activity that I just don't enjoy that I may not be found. I may be off doing something else. I may be taking a nap or, out on a run. I actually go out on runs on almost a daily basis. This morning I have even managed to, I run a quarter mile. So I run a 2.25 mile loop through my neighborhood and through the paths through my neighborhood every day. And this morning I wasn't super hopeful that I was going to be able to have a truly fun run because it was pretty windy this morning. So I'm out and I'm running, and as I get back up to my house, I glance at my watch to see how long it took me. And apparently, I finished my 2.25 mile loop in 19 minutes and 55 seconds today. Now, if I took that and divided it out, it's an 8 minute and 51 second mile pace. So I ran 2.25 miles in under 9 minutes per mile. Now, I'm not really a runner. I don't consider myself a runner. I run to stay in shape for basketball because I referee high school basketball. But somewhere under 9 minutes per mile, especially where I'm, approaching, I'll turn 40 in April. I'm like, yeah, that's not bad. I can do that. I actually posted it to Facebook, and my sister, who's 2 years older than me, said, well, since I managed a mile in 13 minutes and 42 seconds today, I guess, you're doing pretty darn awesome. She said, you're a rock star by comparison. I said, well, since comparison was the goal, thanks. I'm not trying to make fun of her. I'm just saying, we're at very different places in lives and all that type of stuff. My dad pointed out that when he was in high school, he could run the quarter mile in 50.1 seconds. So I multiply that. I'm like, so you're on a 3 minute and 20.4 second pace. Yeah, I think you win because that's about three times as fast as I was going. But still, if I'm down in Arizona and I need to run 2 miles in an hour, hey, I can do that because sometimes extended family gets that way. And, it's not just my in-laws. There was we were at my parents' house for Thanksgiving 1 year. And it was about 2 o'clock. We're like, oh, yeah, we should probably eat lunch. And so the oven, the stovetop, every cooking implement was being used to prepare Thanksgiving dinner. So we're like, well, we'll go try to find something for lunch. Now, going out on Thanksgiving to try to find something for lunch, that's its own special form of torture. You drive by every single restaurant, and you're like, yep, they're closed, they're closed, they're closed, they're closed. And, well, they should be because we don't need people working on Thanksgiving. You're supposed to spend it, not having to work. And so we're driving around the city, and then we happened upon Whole Foods. And this is not an endorsement of Whole Foods. It's not an advertisement for Whole Foods. But they were open. And they make pretty good pizza. So we got a couple of Whole Foods pizzas, and that's what we had for lunch. And it wasn't so much that we found somewhere to be out, but it was that my wife and I, we volunteered to go find food because we were done with one of my siblings. I like everybody else, fought with my siblings growing up. And when you fight with your siblings, that's just kind of how it goes. You fight with your siblings and, sometimes you get over it, sometimes you don't. But this particular day, one of my siblings was picking a fight over absolutely everything. And I'd kind of decided I wasn't going to take the bait. I wasn't going to rise to the challenge. But still, I was getting very annoyed with him. So getting out to go find lunch, took us half an hour to go find it, was a welcome respite from spending all of the time with your family. And we all know that that's how it goes sometimes when you're spending lots of time with your extended family. And, but that's the nature of holidays. That's the nature of what you do. So you are listening to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey here on 560 KLZ, The Source. Also heard on 100.7 FM, 95.3 FM, 1220 AM, 560thesource.com, and the TuneIn app. Now, all of you people who listen to that, you're like, yeah, all right, we're done. We're leaving. We're out. I'm like, no, no, stay. I have another 15 minutes worth of stuff to talk about. I promise. And, you know, we'll get past Thanksgiving maybe at some point. I don't know. We'll see where we end up. It's hard to tell. Phone number to talk to us in studio is 303-477-5600. And my direct line is 720-394-6887. So, you know, you have all sorts of interactions with people at Thanksgiving. You have all sorts of things that you talk about. I believe this Thanksgiving was the Thanksgiving that, or maybe it was another one, I don't remember, where my parents had, so my, about 6.5 years ago, my dad had quadruple bypass surgery. And that was in like August. And so, they were concerned about what was going to happen, and I said I would help them out writing an estate plan. So the morning of Thanksgiving, I sat there for several hours and drafted an estate plan for them. And then I printed it all out, and then we ate dinner. And in between our Thanksgiving dinner and our Thanksgiving dessert, I pulled out the documents. We got everything signed, witnessed, and notarized. Now, you know, I'm a notary. My wife is a notary. My younger brother's a notary. And yes, I did encourage them all to do so, and I paid for the notary fees and so on and so forth. But when that happened, you know, so we got it all done. And it was, what was it, the most fun and exciting thing that we've ever done? No, not really. Was it the most, you know, satisfying Thanksgiving ever that we got it done? No, not really. Is it nice that we have things done? Yes. Yes, it is. So I happen to use Thanksgiving as a chance to finish off what I do with, getting the estate planning put in place. Now, for my parents, you know, everything's set up. I set them up with trust planning, which is probably a little bit, more than what they absolutely need. But I have the luxury of making things easy on me because I'm in charge of everything when my parents pass away. So I could make everything easy on me. Worked out nicely. Now, not everybody needs a trust. Not everybody has to have a trust. Some people do like trust for the benefits that they offer. But so for me, I wanted to set them up in a trust because it was going to make my life easier. Sounds good, right? Yep. Well, I also didn't charge my parents anything for setting up their trust because on the scale of how much they've paid for me and raising me from a brand new newborn to age 18 and then helping out me out with college and so on and so forth, I'm so far behind on that scale, it would seem silly for me to charge my parents. I'm like, yeah, sure. Oh, hey, I need X number of dollars. They're like, okay, we spent several hundred thousand dollars raising you, so we're going to go ahead and get less of that. Oh, well, okay, that's not going to work very well. It's not going to play out very well. So one of the few things that I could do to help my parents and help them do their things and help them get their estate planning in order, one of the few things I could do for that was not charge them. But so they're set up with an estate plan. They're set up with it's a trust-based estate plan as opposed to being a will-based estate plan. Now, I was at a presentation earlier today, and the presenter said, well, a will is not a plan. You know, a will just says what happens to your stuff when you die. I'm like, well, then I thought to myself, I can see his point. And, you know, I think a will by itself is not necessarily a complete plan. It is some sort of a plan, though, and it's better than nothing. But, you know, I think the presentation, we were talking more about in his presentation, he was talking more about planning for the rest of life and planning for how to make your money last. And I get that. You know, I mean, I do, various versions of that presentation, you know, I mean, with everybody has their own different flair. You know, I mean, I do presentations on that too. You know, I've talked about, you know, long-term care planning and things like that on this show. But, you know, whether you need a will-based estate plan or a trust-based estate plan, and not everybody needs a trust, not everybody needs to have a trust, and not everybody should have a trust, because, you know, a trust can be overkill sometimes. And, you know, if I've met with lots of people who are, are pretty sure that they, you know, who've had a trust for 10, 15 years. And then they start talking about their trust, and I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to say that anything bad is happening here, or I'm not trying to say that your trust's attorney didn't explain this to you, but right now you appear to have some misunderstandings of what's going to happen. You can have some misunderstandings of what's going to happen with your trust. I mean, because in a will or in a trust, in an estate plan, it's very easy for we as estate planning attorneys, you know, I do my best to explain things to people. I do my best to make sure they understand things. But then sometimes we can go through, we can go several months or several years without talking to each other, just because that's how it works. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's this concept out there that if you have an attorney who writes you an estate plan, they should always be in contact with you and always give you an update on what the laws are and how you should use them to change your estate plan and so on and so forth. Well, when there are major changes in the law, I do try to contact people. But a lot of times, you know, that there can be smaller changes that I don't feel the need to communicate with everybody every single time about what there might or what may or may not change, especially if it's not going to affect their estate plan per se. You know, in 2013, the state legislature changed the rules on living wills so that now we have language that says if you're in a terminal condition or if you're in a persistent vegetative state. Okay, so now we need to, you know, make decisions based on those two. Yeah, the things that were done earlier, you know, things that were set up prior to 2013, we can probably still honor those, unless, you know, I mean, if somebody brings me something in and we're making changes to the estate plan, I'm like, well, we might as well bring it all up to date, you know, just since we're here. But, you know, there will go years between when people talk to me and when we do estate plan things. And during those intervening years, people might forget or misunderstand one of the many things I told them. And I understand that, because just because I know it and I said it once to them doesn't mean that they're going to, I don't expect people to remember absolutely everything I say. And that's why I'm here, to answer questions and give reminders and, you know, review things to make sure that they're okay. So that's part of what I do as an estate planning attorney. You know, it's just seems like a good idea. And so, you know, you are listening to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey here on 560 KLZ, The Source, also heard on 100.7 FM, 95.3 FM, 1220 AM, 560thesource.com, and the TuneIn app. Phone number to talk to us on air is 303-477-5600. And my direct line, if you'd like to talk to me about your own personal situation, is 720-394-6800. If you forget my personal number and you want to call the studio line and say, hey, can I talk to Michael? And then they say, oh, he's not here. That's fine. You can call. They'll give you my number. It's very kind of them. You know, apparently my producers are nice people and, you know, are willing to talk to people. They're not completely and totally, no, we are having a different show. You cannot talk to Michael. Grr. Or is that not true? I don't know. I don't think it's true. I think you do give out my phone number, but hey, what do I know? Can you confirm, Dave, or deny?
No, I do. Yeah, we give your phone number out.
Oh, that's nice. So people can actually contact me?
Yeah, well, I give your phone. I don't give their phone number out. I give your phone number out.
Okay, so you give them my phone number.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, see? Whew.
Or the phone number here.
Yeah, whichever direction it goes.
Which is cool, because then I'll pick up the phone and say, yeah, of course you can talk to him. He's right here.
Yeah. And that's during the show or just when I'm hanging out at the studio?
Either one.
Yeah, because, you know, I got here a little bit early. I was hanging out. We were having fun discussing important topics like Trevor Siemian and Brock Osweiler. And also that I hear there's a baseball game going on tonight.
Yeah, the World Series is going on. That little
right.
I hear little
it's
thing.
It's a there's like a game. I think it's the seventh game. Is that correct?
Something like that. I don't know. They play so many games of baseball.
Well, you know, the thing is for teams that I just don't really care about one way or the other. Yeah, I don't care who wins. I don't care who loses. It doesn't matter to me really at all because I'm not a fan or an unfan of either of them. You know, there are people who root for one team. There are also people who root against a team.
I just like when all Texas teams lose.
Ah, there you go.
That's just a personal preference.
Right. And then there are other, you know, people who are just rooting for the Dodgers to lose, you know, I mean, whichever, it doesn't matter, but you know. I heard that there was a game going on. But, you know, these are the important things we have to discuss. You know, estate planning, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, all of these things going on. And, you know, I mean, with, you know, going back to the Thanksgiving thing, you know, I don't have a real problem talking about estate planning with people. It doesn't bother me. You know, this is what I do. And, you know, I've had some uncomfortable conversations with people. I've had conversations with people where, you know, it doesn't seem to make any sense what we're talking about. And I've had conversations where, you know, people start crying, get very emotional over what we're talking about, you know, especially when we're talking about, you know, pulling the plug and things like that. It's like, okay, well, you know, we talk about it briefly, we get it over with, and then we don't have to talk about, you know, we don't have to talk about these things because we've got them set in place. You know, just we can review them later on and so forth. But I've found that my comfort level with having these conversations does not seem to apply or does not seem to extend to lots of other people. Most families that I know, they don't really have conversations about who's going to, they don't really have conversations about long-term care planning. They don't have conversations about what's going to happen when people die. They don't have conversations about who's going to take care of, who's going to take care of mom and dad if mom and dad get sick and need care. They don't have conversations about, when is it time to move mom and dad out of the house and into a community, whether it be independent living or assisted living or places like that. You know, I mean, lots of people want to stay at home and they want to stay at home as long as possible. And that is a laudable and realistic goal. You know, not, I mean, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to get old and then I'm going to get out of my house because I don't want to live in this house that I've lived in for 40 years. I just want to move on to somewhere else. Yeah, I'm out. Boom. Done. Gone. Well, that's not really how it goes. Most people like their houses. They've spent, I mean, a lot of people, you know, especially some of my older clients have spent decades being at the, you know, decades living in their house. And they don't want to just up and leave. They don't want to just up and leave their house because they're like, hey, you know what? Yes, I may be slowing down. Yep, I may have a little bit of trouble climbing the stairs, but I can manage. I can get it taken care of. I can, you know, I'm not, you know, it's the Life Alert commercial of, oh, I've fallen and I can't get up. And, you know, and, oh, I'm, you know, this thing's like, oh, you know, mom fell in the shower and, you know, got far too, you know, cold because the, and everything like that. And you're like, okay, well, that may not be quite what we're looking at, you know, but, you know, because there's, when you go from, you know, I can run 2.5 miles, pretty much every morning. And, you know, the other extreme is, hey, I can't get out of my bed from my bed to my, you know, to walk over to pick up my clothes to get dressed. You know, there's a pretty good spectrum in between there. And, you know, having that conversation, having that discussion with your parents, whether you know you're the adult children who are having it with your parents, or whether you're the parents saying to your adult children, hey, you know, we really need to talk about things. We need to talk about what's in the will. We need to talk about who's going to be able to handle things for me if I'm unable to do so myself. We need to have a conversation about who is able to, you know, which of the siblings is going to do it. I mean, you know, I have an older sister and I have two younger brothers. My parents have set me up as being in charge of things in the trust and in the will after they die. I think mostly because that's what I do, is I do the estate planning. So it makes sense that I would do that as opposed to my sister who is a music teacher, my brother who is a mechanical engineer, and my youngest brother who is a professional counselor specializing in addiction recovery. You know, my training and education and career in being an estate planning attorney kind of lends itself to that working a little bit better. But, you know, there's reasons to pick other people. There's reasons why one may in charge. It may have to do with geography because you are closer as opposed to further away. May have to do with one person being really good with money and another person being not as good. There's all sorts of reasons. But my point is, you want to have the conversation. It's important to have the conversation with your family. Maybe not over the Thanksgiving dinner table. You know, you probably don't want to discuss religion and politics, and estate planning may not be dinner conversation, but you do want to have that discussion. So thanks for listening to Mobile Estate Planning. John Rush and Rush Reason are up next. Thanks and have a great day. Bye.
Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey will return to ATX next Wednesday at 2:30 here on KLZ 560 The Source, AM 560, FM 100.7, and online at 560thesource.com.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.